One big beautiful bill, from taxes to tuition, how key provisions will roll out. President Donald Trump's one big beautiful bill has set in motion one of the most far-reaching overhauls of U.S. tax and social policy in years, with provisions taking effect on staggered timelines that stretch well into the next decade. Some measures apply immediately or retroactively to income earned this year, while others, particularly changes to health care, federal assistance programs, and student loans, are delayed to allow agencies and states time to adapt administrative systems and implement the new rules. Here is a breakdown of what goes into effect, and when. Provisions taking effect in 2025. The One Big Beautiful Bill took effect when Trump signed it on Independence Day, with several provisions applying to income earned in tax year 2025, even though most taxpayers will not see the impact until they file returns in 2026. At the core of the legislation is the permanent extension of key provisions from the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, locking in individual income tax brackets and the expanded standard deduction. For 2025, the standard deduction is $15,750 for single filers and married individuals filing separately, $31,500 for married couples filing jointly, and $23,625 for heads of household. Among the most prominent new, temporary tax breaks are deductions that reduce taxable income for tips and overtime, along with an additional deduction for seniors. Under IRS guidance, qualifying workers may deduct up to $25,000 in qualified tips annually, with the deduction phasing out for taxpayers earning more than $150,000. For overtime, taxpayers may deduct the portion of qualified overtime pay that exceeds their regular rate of pay, such as the half portion of time and a half, capped at $12,500 per year, also subject to income phaseouts. The law also creates a temporary senior deduction, allowing eligible taxpayers 65 and older to claim an additional $6,000 deduction for 2025 through 2028, with a phase-out beginning at $75,000 in modified adjusted gross income for single filers. Beginning in tax year 2025, the legislation also makes up to $5,000 of the adoption credit refundable, indexed to inflation. It further allows taxpayers to deduct interest paid on a loan used to buy a personal vehicle, up to a maximum of $10,000, with the deduction phasing out at incomes over $100,000. The law raises the cap on the state and local tax deduction from $10,000 to $40,000 beginning in 2025, providing relief to taxpayers in high-tax states. The cap will increase in subsequent years before reverting to $10,000 in 2030. Several clean energy incentives begin winding down in 2025 as well. The law accelerates the end of clean vehicle credits, making the new, used, and commercial clean vehicle credits unavailable for vehicles acquired after September 30, 2025. It also ends energy efficiency credits for homes placed into service after December 31, 2025, and halts residential clean energy credits for expenditures made after that date. On health policy, several changes take effect immediately. The law halts enforcement of a Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rule designed to simplify enrollment in the Medicare savings programs, and blocks a separate CMS rule streamlining enrollment across Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Basic Health Program. It also suspends CMS's minimum nurse staffing standards for long-term care facilities until 2034, and bars federal payments to abortion providers, except in limited circumstances, for 1 year beginning July 4, 2025. Later in 2025, the law allows the Affordable Care Act's enhanced premium tax credits to expire and requires marketplace enrollees to repay excess premium tax credits if their final income exceeds eligibility thresholds. The law also tightens eligibility rules for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, effective immediately, expanding work-related time limits to adults aged between 18 and 64, narrowing child-related exemptions, and ending temporary exemptions for homeless individuals, veterans, and some former foster youth. Additional administrative deadlines fall at the end of 2025, including a requirement for federal officials to issue guidance on more frequent Medicaid eligibility redeterminations and for CMS to approve or deny state applications for a new Rural Health Transformation Fund, setting the stage for coverage and financing changes beginning in 2026. Major changes beginning 2026. A larger share of the One Big Beautiful Bill's tax code effects takes hold in 2026. On taxes, updated bracket thresholds and inflation-adjusted parameters take effect for the 2026 tax year, altering withholding and final liabilities for income earned that year. The IRS said the top 37% bracket begins at $640,600 for single filers and $768,700 for married couples filing jointly. The standard deduction rises to $16,100 for single filers and married individuals filing separately, $32,200 for joint filers, and $24,150 for heads of household, with final impacts reflected on returns filed in 2027. Health policy changes also accelerate in 2026. Beginning January 1, the law ends a temporary federal financing incentive that had boosted matching funds for states that expanded Medicaid under the ACA, reducing federal support for expansion states relative to prior years. The legislation also narrows eligibility for subsidized ACA marketplace coverage. Starting in 2026, lawfully present immigrants with incomes below the federal poverty level lose access to premium tax credits, and individuals who enroll through a low-income special enrollment period are barred from receiving subsidies. Beginning October 1, the law restricts Medicaid eligibility by narrowing the definition of qualified immigrants, limiting coverage largely to lawful permanent residents and a small set of exempt groups. On Medicare, the law provides a temporary 2.5% increase in physician payment rates under the Medicare physician fee schedule for services furnished in 2026, with the increase expiring at the end of the year. Budget mechanics set in motion under the One Big Beautiful Bill could trigger automatic Medicare sequestration of about $230 billion in fiscal 2026, including roughly $45 billion in Medicare cuts, unless Congress acts to avert it. Implementation of Medicaid work and reporting requirements also begins to take shape in 2026. By June 1, the Department of Health and Human Services must issue an interim final rule detailing compliance standards. States must begin enforcing the requirements by December 31, 2026, generally obligating able-bodied Medicaid expansion enrollees ages 19 to 64 to document at least 80 hours per month of work, community service, or other qualifying activities to maintain coverage. The law allows a one-time compliance extension through 2028 for states demonstrating good faith implementation efforts. Additional coverage design changes also take effect in 2026. The law expands the use of high-deductible health plans by treating certain bronze and catastrophic plans sold on the ACA marketplaces as eligible for health savings accounts, allowing enrollees to shelter more income from taxes. The bill also begins a major overhaul of federal student loan repayment in mid-2026. Beginning in July, new borrowers will no longer be able to enroll in existing income-driven repayment plans such as SAVE, ICR, and PAYE. Instead, borrowers will choose between a standard fixed payment plan or a new income-based option with longer repayment terms and caps on total borrowing. Changes taking effect in 2027. Several of the law's most consequential coverage tightening provisions take effect in 2027, particularly across Medicaid and ACA marketplaces. Beginning January 1, 2027, individuals who lose Medicaid coverage due to noncompliance with work and reporting requirements are barred from receiving subsidized ACA marketplace coverage, limiting alternative coverage options for disenrolled beneficiaries. The law also prohibits federal officials from waiving the work requirements, cementing the policy nationwide. Additional Medicaid administrative rules take effect the same year. States must begin verifying enrollee addresses using reliable data sources, conduct at least quarterly checks of federal death records to ensure deceased individuals are removed from rolls, and shorten retroactive Medicaid coverage to 1 month before application for expansion enrollees and 2 months for traditional enrollees. Changes also take effect in the ACA marketplaces. Most lawfully present immigrants become ineligible for premium tax credits and cost-sharing reductions, with limited statutory exceptions. Later in the year, the law begins phasing down states' use of Medicaid provider taxes, gradually lowering the safe harbor threshold for expansion states from the current 6% to 3.5% by 2032, reducing states' ability to use provider taxes to finance Medicaid and draw down federal matching funds. The One Big Beautiful Bill also eliminates student loan payment deferrals based on economic hardship or unemployment beginning in 2027, completing the transition to the new repayment framework established the previous year. Longer-term effects, sunsets. By the late 2020s, the law's full fiscal and social effects should become clearer as temporary provisions expire and delayed changes reach full implementation across tax, healthcare, and safety net programs. Several tax benefits, including deductions for tips, overtime, seniors, and qualifying vehicle loan interest, are scheduled to expire at the end of 2028 unless extended by Congress. That same year, states will be required to assume some responsibility for SNAP benefit costs, ending the program's long-standing structure of full federal funding. Medicaid financing and oversight also tighten beginning in 2028. The law starts to reduce state-directed Medicaid payments by 10% each year until they reach the allowable Medicare-related payment limit. It also imposes stricter provider screening and verification requirements, including regular checks of federal death records. Changes to ACA marketplaces also take effect in 2028, requiring pre-enrollment verification for premium tax credits. Enrollees may still sign up for coverage, but subsidies are withheld until income and eligibility information are verified. Individuals who fail to reconcile prior year credits may lose access to new subsidies. Later in 2028, states must impose new cost-sharing requirements on certain Medicaid expansion enrollees with incomes between 100 and 138% of the federal poverty level, allowing charges of up to $35 per service, subject to caps and exemptions for primary care and other safety net services, as well as for rural health clinics. Additional integrity measures extend into 2029, including new systems to prevent duplicate Medicaid enrollment across states and reductions in federal payments tied to improper Medicaid payments. Federal agencies are expected to issue additional guidance as implementation deadlines approach, clarifying eligibility rules and compliance requirements.